Ladies and gentlemen, this is the GQDN, brought to you by Audible and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. I am your humble host, Joe, and today we will talk about May. She has disappeared. Ghostbusters. Bastards. And maybe some dungeons beneath the school. But before you get frightened... screw it. I can't do this voice all the damn time. Besides, it would take an hour to do a daily show. We begin today with Netflix acquiring Cozy Grove Studios. So, this is brought to us by Destructoid.com. And... Cozy Grove studio name developer Spry Fox is joining Netflix. So, here's a quote there from a Spry Fox team in today's statement. Quote, real talk. We've been at this for almost 13 years. It has been exhilarating, humbling, endlessly entertaining, and often challenging. We've always known that above all else, we wanted our games to bring happiness to people. Bring people happiness. Meh. But in other ways, it feels like we've only recently figured out what we want to be when we grow up. What has become clear over the course of all of our adventures, we are a studio that builds original world-class cozy games, especially games that bring people together. And we... are confident that Netflix is going to help us do that. So, Spry Fox was the one that made Cozy Grove. And they're working on Cozy Grove 2, as well as a non-violent MMO, sad face. But maybe that'll be good for some people. We'll see. But will this be on other platforms? Well, that is what we don't know. Because what we do know is that if anything is made by Netflix or one of their studios acquired, that game stays on Netflix. Okay. That said, we go to Kotaku for other big news of the day. And, well, there's someone making a game called Store is Closed. And it's part of a Kickstarter campaign that has raised just over $49,000. And... well, Ziggy is the studio name that's making it. So what this game is a way to get into a store and basically maybe try to steal stuff. Now, this comes from the developer. Quote, you'll need to craft weapons and build fortifications to survive the night. Explore the underground SCP laboratories and build towers to the sky to find a way out. But these stores... look like an IKEA store. So, IKEA basically said that we want to put a stop to this. If these stores did not look like IKEA stores, then there would not be a problem. But there was. Right now, there is, or at least is to be, a lawsuit against the maker of the game. In fact, there was a formal letter to the game developer Ziggy, saying that, quote, our client has learned that you are developing a video game, The Store is Closed, which uses, without our client's authorization, identica associated with the famous IKEA stores. For the quote, your game uses a blue and yellow sign with a Scandinavian name on the store, a blue box-like building, yellow vertical striped shirts, identical to those worn by IKEA personnel. A gray path on the floor, furniture that looks like IKEA furniture, and product signage that looks like IKEA signage. All the foregoing immediately suggests that the game takes place in an IKEA store. Now, the store that they're talking about is called Steyr, which is trying to make a joke of the word store. So, this is going to be a fight, and it does not look like the game developer will win this fight. Anyway, now we go to Destructoid again. Always go to Destructoid. Starts with the letter D. Anyway, what they're telling us is Clone High School Chronicle could be on Steam this November. Now, what this is a treasure hunt type game. Basically, an ongoing dungeon or dungeon crawler where you play as someone trying to infiltrate the school in order to get to its underground. So you are being kind of undercover as a treasure hunter, being a passable teenager in the school while making friends. You go down into the school's underbelly, as it were, and you find some caverns, basically some dungeons and stuff. So, what could be down there? Well, you find out on Steam on November 10th. It is also available both on PlayStation 4 and Nintendo Switch. Now we get to something from VG247.com. And apparently EA and Marvel got together to make a 3-game deal. So what could these games be? Well, one has already been announced as an Iron Man game. Hey, this is time for dress up, so why not play as Iron Man? So, we'll see what happens with this one. Now, EA's COO Laura Murray said in a statement, and I do apologize if I got the name wrong, quote, "We have been longtime fans of Marvel and their impressive leadership, so this is a remarkable moment for our developers as well as our players and fans. We cannot wait to see players' reactions when they suit up as Iron Man and do the extraordinary things this superhero is known for." And Insider Gaming also reported that yesterday that play testing has started for the Iron Man game today. The initial playtest will wrap up November 2nd. We shall see what happens here. This looks to be very interesting. Now, we know what's coming, but is Dead Space going to Nintendo Switch? This report comes to us from SVG.com, and Dead Space has been, well, the original Dead Space was in the remake scene starting about 2008. Dead Space 3, well, wasn't too popular when it was released in 2013, and that basically canceled out any possible dealings with Dead Space 4. But Dead Space Remake is set to release January 27th, 2023. And it'll be for PC, PlayStation 5, and Xbox Series X and S. That's a no for Nintendo. Oh yes, that rhymes. And oh boy, Switch people, you might not be happy with that one. And like I said too, here comes Ghostbusters. This comes to us from PushSquare.com and out for PSVR 2 next year. Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord. So, Nathan Baisley did provide a quote for us. And he said, "We think this is the closest experience being a Ghostbuster. You know, when you combine the teleportation of VR with multiplayer, I think that gets us as close as we're going to be Ghostbusters." Being a Ghostbuster. So right now, Rise of the Ghost Lord will join Horizon's Call of the Mountain, Resident Evil Village, Resident Evil 4, and Firewall Ultra as confirmed PSVR 2 games. Very interesting. Now we stick with PlayStation at Push Square. And somebody got a PlayStation 5 that they wanted, but not the bundle they wanted. Whoopsie. See, Rashida Smith got a surprise on her front door when she found that her PlayStation had arrived, but it was not the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 pack that she got. No, it was the God of War Ragnarok. So what did she say when she replied to @Warrior664? Well, let's start with Warrior64 on Twitter. PS Direct screwed up badly. Someone bought a PS5 Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2 bundle and got the PS5 God of War Ragnarok bundle instead. Rashida Smith replied @RashidaASmith. "I don't know what's going on with this, but I ended up getting mine from Sony today, and it's a God of War Ragnarok. Laugh out loud. Well, what should she do? Should she keep it? Should she sell it? Maybe order another PlayStation 5 with the right one? Or better yet, just maybe get the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. You know, try to do that. But she won't be getting... But I don't know if she's got Overwatch 2 or not. But that doesn't matter because Polygon.com says that May has been hijacked. We don't know where she is. We saw her in the game, but now she's gone. She's vanished. She's buggy. She's been pulled because of too many bugs, basically. So, a lot of the May mains, yes, I said it, may not be too happy about this, but they did say, quote, "We are working to address these issues as quickly as possible and aim to bring May back in our next upcoming patch, which is set for November 15th. So what were her faulties, I guess, maybe? Well, they had an issue with her ice wall ability. So, yeah, Overwatch 2 has been rough. It just got a little bit rougher, but this is something that they can fix. So we'll see what happens there. And we shall see what happens with everybody if you greet us at Group Quest on Twitter. I'm at Joe Brums on Twitter. And tomorrow we will have more news. By the way, you can go check out at Dawnforge as well. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights have been reserved. It's time to play some games. But you wouldn't want to be a part of my game. Ha 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 ha